You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo is on location as he catches up with many of baseball's top prospects who are playing in the Arizona Fall League.
Sean, I'm sure you've heard about the Arizona Fall League and the quality of competition. What did it mean to you that that the A's wanted you to come out here and get some more work in?
It's definitely a huge honor. It's great knowing that they have confidence in me to come out here and represent the A's. And just got to go out and do everything I can. And it's just a great feeling knowing all the great players that have come through the Arizona Fall League. And just being here is one step closer to, realizing my dreams. And it's just something I've been looking forward to ever since I got the question to come here. And just really excited to get things going tomorrow.
Are you still getting accustomed to even just identifying yourself as being part of the A's organization? And what was that whole experience like being part of a big deadline trade?
it's definitely really weird. Every time I look down at my shorts and see like green and the A's logo on there, it's just, like it's kind of weird. But it's getting a little easier each time I look down or look at wearing the A's jersey and stuff like that. But it's been a really easy transition for me so far. Every guy that I've met in the A's organization has been really great, and especially the guys out in Midland who I play with this past season. It's just been really easy transition, bunch of great guys, and I couldn't really ask for anything better.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about that time in Midland. Granted, not a long period of time after the trade, but you threw really well there, at least numbers-wise, as well as you've thrown. Is there anything you could attribute it to?
I can't really say. Something just clicked, and I just rolled with it. And I just hoping that just keep things rolling here and just have a great time out here. But, it's just all getting work out here, and, whatever happens. I just got to keep working on, like, mental stuff and physical stuff and mechanic stuff like that, and that's just something I got to keep working on.
Now, you've had, starting from your draft year now, a couple of non-arm-related injuries that have kind of tripped you up a little bit. I mean, what have you learned from that process just in terms of being patient and then and coming back and trying not? I would imagine frustration sets in at some point because you want to be out there.
Yeah, it's this whole year, the first half was really frustrating. It was just little small things that just was holding me back, and I just had to push through. I know there's nothing I could do about it except for go to rehab and do everything I could to make myself better and hopefully get out of there before the timetable that was set. And sometimes that doesn't work out, and you just got to keep head high, just got to be mentally strong. And it's just something I've learned, especially right after the draft. I had hip surgery and I didn't get to play that season, and it's just a bunch of little stuff, but it's something I keep learning. I know it's probably going to happen more throughout my career, so I feel like just having these little things is kind of a blessing in disguise. It stinks at first, but just going through it and doing everything I can to come back is going to help me out throughout my career.
Last question for you. So, you can use the Fall League to make up for some lost innings. Is the hope, especially because you reached, double A and threw well there, that you can use this as a springboard and maybe see some Oakland time in 2016 if all goes well?
I'm hoping, but that's all up to the head guys like David Forrest and Billy Bean. But nothing I can do about that except for do my best and throw as well as I can. And, this is a great, not like scouting, but like a great competition environment. And hopefully I do well. And, if great good things happen, then, it's all up to them. So just hoping that they see some good stuff in me and great things happen.
Nacho, when the A's asked you to come to be part of the Arizona Fall League, what did it mean to you?
I was just sitting at home, with my family, and Steve even called me and he was like, hey, it is a shot for you to get into the Fall League. I was pretty happy for that. It's a good league and it's pretty good for me, like, from there.
As a guy who spent the year in Double A lot of people come from Double A here, and they use that to help get them up to the big leagues. How excited are you to learn from this experience and maybe start knocking on that door?
Well, hopefully that helped me too. I'm just trying to get ready for spring training, to show up what I can do, and if the team needs me up there, I'm ready for it.
It's what you're, you know, what you're working towards, right?
Yeah, that's what we hear.
What was the biggest difference you saw from the California League in 2014 to the Texas League last year?
I would say it's the like the pitch, because like you are there like more experienced guys, and they don't want to throw you like fast all the time. You know, they try to like know who you are, what you can do, where you hit, where you don't. So it's more about that. Like you gotta go there every single day, like go to work, like know who's a starter and study. That's what it is.
Now, you're a guy who played only third base originally, and then you've moved over and played a good amount of first base. How has that been for you, and do you mind going back and forth?
Well, I can play whatever, seriously. Like, they ask me if I can play first, third. If they want me in the outfield, I go. If they want me to pitch, I go. I mean, I'm ready for everything. That's what it is. Like, that's why we're here. Like, to play, that's it. Play whatever.
What if they ask you to get behind the plate and catch?
I go. If they want me there, I go.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.